True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carl Pickens joins us now here on Dukes and Bell. And, Carl, it's good to have you on the show, man. Appreciate the time. I know you and Mike were chopping it up earlier in the week, and we said we got to grab Carl to talk about what's going on. First and foremost, man, how are you doing? How you been?
I am great. I've actually been here in Atlanta the last 25 years. So just living and just taking it one day at a time.
We were just looking at your numbers, and for guys who don't know, this guy was a two-time Pro Bowler. He had one of the best receiving – I mean, you're talking about 17 touchdowns?
That's big.
I was telling Carl, I said, who threw him the football? I looked it up. It wasn't Boomer. Boomer was already gone from the Bengals. You and Jeff Blake had a connection that year. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, Jeff and I had a good chemistry. It was a rotation there. You know, my first year was David Klingler. Wow. Jeff came in. Boomer was there. Neil O'Donnell, Paul Justin. Man, I had a lot of guys, but, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to go out and, you know, do what you're supposed to do, play your spot, and hopefully good things would happen.
You were a first-team All-American at Tennessee, All-SEC first-teamer as well. Let's talk about what you see with Josh Heupel and this regime. A lot of people feel like they finally found the coach that fits what, you know, Tennessee is and what they want to do, and he's – you know, had a lot of success, but he struggled against Georgia, Carl. What do you think about Josh Heupel and how he's doing right now at Tennessee?
Yeah, I like Coach Heupel. I've got a chance to talk to him a couple of times. I think the players, they've bought into his scheme, his ideas. They like him. You know, they want to work for him. They listen to him. They trust him. They believe in him. So he just has to continue with the momentum that he's brought back to Knoxville. Everybody's been excited. So it's just a matter of going out and winning those big games. You know, there's two or three games that, you know, you're not supposed to win, you know, the underdog and that sort of thing. But, you know, if he can convince these guys to just stay level-headed, play with poise, confidence, go out and play, man, and make plays and see what happens.
Vols legend, guys. Carl Pickens with us here live on Dukes and Bell. It's funny because imagine what Carl could have gotten Carl as name, image, likeness.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. I think a lot of Tennessee fans, I think certainly, Carl, a lot of coaches around the country were kind of saying, you go, Tennessee, when they basically told Nico Iamaleava to get lost. It seems like they almost asked for too much, and they seem like they've got a guy in Aguiar who maybe can maybe even be better at quarterback.
Yeah, I like Aguiar. I like him because he's an older quarterback. You know, he's been in, you know, a couple of different systems. He's been able to adjust, whether it was Appalachian State, you know, UCLA. Now he's here in Knoxville. He's older. He's more composed. At that, you know, the game slows down for him a little bit because he's seen a lot. So he's able to go out and just play relaxed football and get the ball where it needs to be, get the guys in the places that they need to be, make the right calls at the line, the adjustments. So I like him a lot.
Carl Pickens, talk about the environment. I mean, obviously, you know, there are places around the SEC. You played in it. Obviously, it's changed since you played in it. It's grown. But Tennessee, we always talk about that environment at Neyland. What is it like? Describe to our listeners and folks who've not had a chance to experience it.
Right. Playing in front of the fans at Neyland Stadium is unbelievable. I played pro ball for 9 years, many different stadiums. But honestly, Tennessee and, LSU at nighttime, those are the two noisiest stadiums that I've ever been in, pro or college. But in Knoxville, when you get down there and you see all of that orange and white and they start playing that Rocky Top, I mean, it's electric. It's overwhelming, if you're the opponent, but it's so gratifying because if you're the home team and you see all these people, you hear all these people on your side, so it's almost like that 12th man, that they have out in Texas A&M. But, I mean, it's incredible, and I got an opportunity to be a part of it, for the 4 years I was there, and I go back from time to time to a game every now and then, and it's even greater now.
One of the things about Carl Pickens' time at Tennessee, Carl, I was working in Southwest Virginia at the time, a lot of Tennessee fans. That's when Philip Fulmer took over for Johnny Majors, when Johnny Majors had that health situation. And all of a sudden, it seemed like Carl, as a wide receiver, no disrespect to Coach Majors, but things opened up in Knoxville. And further moving forward, the passing game became a big thing up there.
True.
Yeah, I was a little bit too late for that part of it. When Coach Majors, got sick and everything, the offense, Heath came in. Shuler was, that was his second year in the offense, I think. And it just exploded. I mean, we were scoring points right and left, making big plays, putting up good numbers. And, that could have been the start of, Tennessee's explosive offensive run.
Carl, talk about being the go-to guy. We talk about these guys in college, and this is just one of those conversations where you've been that guy where other teams have had to try to stop you, right? Where going into the game, we got to know where Carl Pickens is. And yet you still got open. I mean, you broke Auburn off for, 100-plus yards. You broke Florida off for 150. You broke off, UCLA. These are teams that knew you were on the field. What's that like, man? Because we talk about being the guy, and the Falcons are playing a guy like that this weekend, and Justin Jefferson. You got to know where you're at. But these guys still show up. You still showed up.
Yeah, I tell this to a lot of the younger guys. You don't necessarily have to be open all the time to make a play. You just have to be in the right position and the right area to make plays because, these guys want to cover you just as bad as you want to get open. So then, a lot of times it becomes a fight for the ball. I guess now they call it a 50-50 ball or what have you. But, now it's just, hey, who wants it more? And I took the approach to where, if that ball is in the air, it's mine. Whether I'm open or not, I'm going to figure out a way to make a play. I'm going to use my body. I'm going to, because I could jump really well. So my thing was just to go up and high point it way before the DB ever even thought about, locating the ball. So there's some things that you can do to offset, sometimes a double team or sometimes, the coverage will be shaded toward you with some, some help over the top and things like that. So there are ways that you can still make plays without necessarily being wide open. And I welcomed that. I welcomed, the opportunity to try to get open without even necessarily being the fastest guy on the field. So I took it upon myself in every aspect of the offense, just try to make a play.
Carl Pickens with us, guys, Pro Bowler, and again, All-American at Tennessee as we're getting ready for the Vols and the Dogs. Since you live here in Atlanta, that made it your home the last quarter century now, what do you think of the Falcons? What do you think of Michael Penix Jr.? He's got a road test up in Minnesota. We're super high on this guy. Carl, a super leadership. He seems like he's poised, can handle the big moments. What do you think?
I am, too. I'm high on him, too. I watched him, the other night, and he's making throws. He's smiling. He's interacting with the guys. He's having a good time. So that lets me know he's comfortable. That lets me know he knows what he's doing. He knows his assignment, the adjustments, and he knows everything. So I see him with a ton of confidence. And honestly, I just think he's going to get better the more games he plays, the more reps he gets, the more defenses he sees. So he's poised to make, you know, a hell of a run in this league, in my opinion.
Yeah, look, we feel the same way. And, you know, again, it's really an extension of the three games he played. So he's played four games now. I still see this as his rookie season, although he's well beyond his years. Mm-hmm. And we can see that. Carl, let me ask you about this game tomorrow with the Vols. What do you think they need to do? What do you feel like in watching these first two games? The offense has been explosive. Don't know if they'll be that explosive against Kirby and company. It feels like this will be a tighter fought game between these two. But what do you think the Vols need to do?
I think the Vols need to come out early and set the tone. You're at home. This is your home field, your crowd, you know, everything. So, in my opinion, if the Vols can come out, set the tone. Okay, yeah, we're a 3.5-point underdog. We got that. We understand that. But if we can control the line of scrimmage, if we can convert on third down, sustain drive, if we can cut down on the turnovers, and by the same token on defense, if we can pressure this quarterback they've got, you know, he's, you know, they've been saying that, you know, some are happy with him, some are not. If we can pressure this guy early, we have a really good chance to win the game.
Gunner. Yeah,
and that's the thing, Gunner Stockton, talking about with Carl Pickens. We were saying before you came on that if you perceive Tennessee because of the high-octane offense, that they're finesse. But I think they're physical on defense. We just picked up one of their guys in James Pierce Jr. Do you think they've got the – is this a year where the defense maybe sets the tone?
I think so. I think the defense, you know, they can carry their weight. We've got a couple of guys hurt at corner. But if we can, again – you know, stop them on, you know, third down a couple of times. Again, keep that momentum going, set that tone, be physical on defense, you know, get after these guys in these run plays, you know, and do what you need to do, you know, get in your spot, you know, be where you need to be on defense, get some turnovers early, keep the momentum on their side. Yeah, we can beat these guys. But, again, they're well coached. You know, Kirby's been here before. He's been here. He's done this. At the end of the day, though, Kirby will have these guys ready to play. They're not going to come to Knoxville and lay down. They will be ready to play.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's why last week was so perplexing, because you just felt like they'd kind of build some of that momentum into, you know, a lesser opponent, and it didn't feel that way against Austin Peay. But it's week to week. You can't look at that game and say that the Dogs aren't going to show up. I agree with you. They'll be ready to go tomorrow at 3:30. Carl Pickens, man, it's a pleasure. We enjoyed watching you play, brother, and we're glad that you're doing well in the ATL, and so happy that you joined us this afternoon.
I appreciate it, guys. Anytime. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we'll make you a regular. Get some FaceTime. Thanks, man, CP.
Sounds good.
He could do all the things, man. And, you know, I think, again, now you're talking about the SEC early 90s guys, and for those who have been fans of the SEC, he was a dude.
Right. And isn't that crazy? Because, you know, it's funny. David Shula was the head coach who now runs all the Shula Steakhouses. Shows you where his career went as a football coach. But that was a high-octane offense. And Jeff Blake was kind of like Geno Smith before Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of bounced around a little bit. East Carolina, right, if memory serves.
That's correct, yeah.
But that was a high-octane offense. Now, if you're doing fantasy football and you had Carl Pickens, you were an OG. If you're doing fantasy football in like 92.
Yeah, back in the day. Hey, man, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think about what Carl said in regards to Tennessee? Look, you're going to say, well, it sounds cliche, but he's not lying. You got to jump out fast if you're Tennessee. You need to get some momentum. You need to keep your crowd in it, because Georgia comes out and scores two quick touchdowns, Mike. Nealon's quiet.
Yeah, I mean, 128 dBs of sound don't mean anything when it's now 15, you know, 18, 21, nothing. If you get, I'm throwing some safeties in there. But, no, I just think that Georgia, we've so gotten expected to Georgia just come.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And just throwing it around and kicking butt. But even last year, there were some grinds. There were grinds for Georgia. You know, we talked about the way the Georgia Tech game played out. So, look, it's just – I think it's simply a sign of the times. Kirby just doesn't have the depth. And all coaches don't have the depth they had during, you know, before NIL and transfer portal, certainly the back-to-back national championship years. Is this the year of the Vols? You get it done? A lot of Georgia fans on the text line go, hell no.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.